Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
All the love that came in for Steve yesterday was absolutely wonderful. And then he said something to Kevin today, and I thought, what? And somebody texted in, if Steve doesn't tip a beer vendor at the ballpark, he's a cheapskate.
No, I do now, but I'm just saying it's a relatively new, it's a, back in the day, like in the 80s and stuff, you would do it rarely. Like you would do it if it was getting late and you wanted him to come back or something.
Right, right.
Now
you have to
accepted.
Send a buck for every beer.
A buck?
Is it more than that?
Well,
I'd say it's more than that.
Yeah, it's like seven. They give you the little audio pad or the pad. It's like 17, 20, 25%.
Right.
Which maybe that's a buck. I don't know.
You can do custom tip.
And then if you're making frequent visits, it's like, do you keep tipping?
Right, keep tipping?
It's like, this is my fifth trip here. Do I have to tip you again?
Now who's the cheapskate? You're doing a custom tip?
Well, I'm surprised that back in the day when it was probably cash you were paying for a beer while sitting in the stands at Wrigley, you wouldn't say, here's an extra dollar.
You would once in a while, but as I recall, it wasn't all the time.
I remember seeing the beer vendors back in the day, Steve, and they would just walk around in one hand a huge thing of cash.
Yeah,
huge.
Sure. Yeah.
And they were so good at somehow pouring a beer and maneuvering the money, and then they'd have some coins in their apron. And I would always tip them, Steve.
Yeah, well, listen, you're not old enough to know what back in the day is.
I knew that was going to bother you. That's why I said it.
And their money was always woven between their fingers.
Right.
And they could maneuver it.
It was
you know?
Insane.
And you'd hand it down. You know, now you can't hand down because you got to tap.
They'd have a cup and a can, crack it, flip it over,
right.
Fill the can, drop the empty can. And I was a beer vendor for Halloween one year in college. It was great. Everybody liked it. I was throwing beers to everybody. Somebody had one of the over-the-head, like, with the beer vendors. I don't know. Somebody
nice.
Had one. I'm like, that's the easiest costume. I'll just put some beers in there. I'm a beer vendor.
What's your story today, Kevin?
Well, I haven't done a food story in a while. I know you guys have missed them.
Yeah.
But I actually didn't even look the story up. I saw this in a commercial, and I kind of laughed. Because remember when Subway first forever was all, like, eat fresh and healthy. Like, that was their whole angle for many years.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They had,
Jared.
What's his name?
Jared. That ended not good. But they've completely, you know, they called an audible here. They're going a completely different route. And I saw the ad watching TV this week. They are now selling at Subway footlong nachos.
Nice.
And I just started laughing. Like, it's almost like, it feels like a bit, you know,
right.
Some kind of sketch, because it was always eat fresh and you can lose weight at Subway. And now they have these big sandwiches with all kind, like, I think they have specific sandwiches now, you know, the opposite. And that's another thing that's different. That was what they marketed, was ordering your sandwich specifically how you wanted it. But now they have different sandwiches, but it's a footlong nacho. Some social media reviewer posted a video on it, and it actually doesn't look that bad. But it's
I was just going to say, I Googled it. I'm like, it doesn't look too bad.
It looks worse in the commercial than what I've seen people post on social media. But it's $5, foot long. You slide it out. It's like your typical nacho tray, and it's got Doritos in there. And then they top it with cheese and cheese sauce and some kind of chipotle sauce, and they put onions and jalapenos.
How many calories is that?
It says 550.
Oh.
That's all?
But 39 grams
serving.
Of fat.
and that's like, that cheese is not cheese.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, so we have this is my favorite. We had a Heinen's grocery store near us, and I took Lily there when she was much younger because she liked spray cheese out of the can.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my kids ate that
on the
too.
Crackers.
Horrible.
My parents would give it to her. And so we go into Heinen's and we ask, like, well, do you have spray cheese? And the woman looked at us, you know, kind of condescendingly. She goes, well, no, that's not food. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's not food.
Cheese in a can.
Cheese in a can. It's like silly string, but cheese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it says 550 calories, 39 grams of fat, 11 grams of saturated fat, 980 milligrams of sodium, 38 grams of carbs, 4 grams of sugar, and you get your 13 grams of protein.
Oh, there you go.
It's a protein shake.
What's your story today, Steve?
Okay, so you guys tell me what's right here. A California track star was a high school star, right? So she is named Clara Adams. She's in the 400-meter event. She wins the event at Salinas High School.
It's a hard race, real hard.
Is it a 400-meter?
Oh, it's awful.
She wins the event, and then she walks away from people. Her dad, who is the coach, hands her a fire extinguisher, and she sprays it all over her shoes because she's running so fast her shoes are on fire.
Nice. Did the video go viral?
Little performance.
Little performance. Apparently an Olympian did it a few years ago or something. She was emulating the Olympian.
Oh, wasn't it Bolt? Didn't Bolt
I think it was an American, but I couldn't quite find it. Anyway, disqualified.
Oh, really? That's not right.
Wait, what'd she spray again?
She sprayed a...
cheese.
No, she's a fire extinguisher because her feet were on fire.
She was running so fast.
You can't do that.
But this is after the race.
It's after the race. It's away from, you know, it's still on the her dad, the coach, said the crowd loved it. He said it wasn't meant to be disrespectful. And
but were there other people standing around here? Around
well, it was at the state
kids?
Meet.
Yeah, you can't. You
Mary's
can't
the track authority here.
Yeah.
Lisa?
Yeah, I get it, but couldn't you just punish her in another way, not take away the very hard race you just said she won, Mary?
Yeah, it's a tough race. I mean, our coach used to always say, if you didn't throw up after the 400, you didn't put yourself all into it.
I've thrown up watching the 400.
What's your story since we didn't get to it, Mary?
Okay, I was just delving into people.com because I haven't been on it much lately. And they were talking about, remember yesterday I talked about Shiloh Jolie Pitt, or it was the other day, changing
so
her
I
name.
So I went and watched her dance. My gosh.
Is she good? I haven't seen it. Oh, really? Is it ballet? Yeah.
No, not ballet, like a mixture of hip-hop, and it was, like, if that's who I was watching and it said it was, she is off the charts.
Well, that's awesome. So anyway, she's going by Shy now, and another famous person, one of the Obama girls, Malia, that's how you say her name, right? Malia. Yeah. She's dropping Obama when it comes to professional projects, like for she has a short film that's out that was shown at the Sundance Film Festival, so now she just goes by Malia Ann. So she's dropping the Obama. But anyway, I didn't think that was very exciting, so I delved into another story.
Wow, we really didn't have time for your story.
Anyway, it's the 4th of June, and her golden birthday, it's Lilibet's. You know who Lilibet is, don't you?
Yeah, that's Meghan
and Harry's 4-year-old daughter.
You know, it's all People magazine, those emails.
I told you it was People.com
stuff.
All
they do, it's Meghan Markle did this.
Right, and I'm so sick of it. So they're like, oh, she's showing a picture of Lilibet. Finally, they're going to see a picture, blah, blah, blah. So I go, oh, I want to see what this kid finally looks like. You know, I'm sure she's got red hair. So I go on the picture. It's her on a boat. Meghan, and she's holding Lilibet, and her hair is flying in her face, so you can't even see her face.
No, I saw one today. Full face, everything.
Where? That's not the one I saw.
And long red hair. My gosh, both of those children are redheads.
Did you go on her app?
No, I didn't have an app.
There's an app you're supposed to go on now.
No, it was you know, something to do with people or whatever, you know. But I clicked through because, of course, I wanted to see the baby as well.
It's not a baby. She's 4.
She's adorable.
Okay, well, why can I only see pictures of her back?
I'll send you a picture.
And her running, and then this one on the boat.
But wait, you were ripping the fact that people always show her, and now you really want to see it.
I do. Well, I want to see it, of course.
No,
who doesn't want to see it?
I don't want to see it.
Why not?
Because I don't want to participate in them.
I'm not really participating. I'm just looking at
you're falling for it.
Of the little girl.
You don't think she's getting paid to provide that content to People magazine?
I don't care. It's on her Instagram.
She makes money off of Instagram, I would imagine.
Yeah, I suppose she does.
You're all icky.
Okay, delete.
You can't take her people away from her, Steve. She'll lose her mind.
Well, maybe she'll be in the issue next week.
I get the same emails all the time, and I'm looking for stories, and it's either like parents who kill their children or Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
I
mean, there's never anything really substantial.
Celebrity.
So now I go on AOL.com.
Oh, my God.
Cutting
you're still
edge.
On AOL. Holy crap.
Leave me alone.
That's a belly laugh for me.
I did get a Gmail account, though, recently.
I do believe that I saw a Bob Surratt email that is an AOL.com email.
I'm sure. It's still fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
I thought that all went away.
No.
It's not like it used to be, but it's still around.
Yeah.
Do you still have your AOL Instant Messenger handle?
I was one of the Tribune Company was an early partner with AOL, so my handle was SKB.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Did you guys do
what is the K for?
AOL Instant Messenger?
Steve knows Bertrand.
All your kids had AOL Instant Messenger.
Did they?
Yes.
You don't know my kids.
They had AIM. I guarantee it. Ask them tonight.
Yeah, everybody had it back in the day.
I'm not going to ask him.
Steve, what's your middle name?
Well, I think I am a little older than your kids, so maybe it was already not cool by the time they were on the internet.
My middle name is Kenneth, after my dad.
Oh, so that is what the K is for, not Steve Knows Bertrand. Bertrand.
See, you got one day yesterday, Steve. Don't ask for two.
Yeah, I guess not.